I've got this moral dilemma I need to run by you, Jay, and I need your help with it as well. You know the date that I was stood up on for Valentine's Day?
How could I forget, Dave? Look, it was my fault that...
It wasn't your fault that that she stood me up. And she texted me the next day, yesterday, saying, look, I'm sorry I didn't make it. I was a little bit concerned that it was too much in the open.
Mm.
Here's the moral dilemma I've got.
Here we go.
She contacted me early last night, as a matter of fact, saying, hey, look, I'm so sorry, but do you want to go out for a coffee or grab a bite to eat sometime and just do it sometime on the weekend? So she's asked me out on a date, and I'm in two minds here. And the reason being is because she stood me up once, so I'm a little bit upset by that.
Oh, that's a tricky one.
Yeah.
That's tricky.
And I'm still kind of intrigued, but there's a third reason. If she's a little bit concerned about everything being out in the open, that could be a bit of a problem down the track. So what's the point of starting something?
Not really. It's not like you share everything on air.
Well, not everything.
We don't talk about everything, but...
But there is a lot of stuff that we talk about with each other. So that's where I'm in a conundrum here.
I'm the kind of person who always give people second chances or the benefit of the doubt. Like I said to you a couple of days ago, I've stood somebody up before, not playing games-wise. I just thought, oh, I don't know, I can't do this. This person's too good for me. So I said, oh, no, I can't do it.
Yeah, but at least you text them beforehand. Yeah.
So I get the whole, you know, anxiety thing.
Yeah.
Maybe you should just give her a chance.
You see, I don't know. I've just got this feeling as if to say, you know, if there's an issue there to start off with, it's just going to compound later on down the track if something happens. And I'd rather just nip it in the bud and you know. And I know I actually said to you, look, I'll go with the flow, I'll run with everything here, but this is the dilemma I'm in. My head is actually saying no.
Well, the listeners always help us out, 13, 27, 10, some advice.
And this is a true thing. This is how where my headspace is at the moment. Okay, so I'm in two minds whether should I give it another shot or
she's apologetic because she said, "Oh, look, I'm really sorry about that," and you know maybe she wants to make it up to you for standing you up.
Yeah, but if that was the case, she should have sent a text message before being stood up. You know what I mean? So you know what? Yeah, so you're in the two minds there as well, aren't you?
Yeah, no, but sometimes people do things because they're uncomfortable and that kind of thing. Maybe it's worth a go. 13, 27, 10. Dave's got a moral dilemma.
Yeah, whether or not I should actually accept a date invitation for the weekend after being stood up by the said woman on Tuesday night for Valentine's night.
Well, the date was supposed to be in Wood Street Coffee Club there, 6 p.m. You waited for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
No text message. Next day you get a message saying, I'm so sorry about last night.
Yeah, too much pressure.
And now another message saying, let's give it a go on Saturday.
That was last night she sent that out. She said, look, do you want to go out? Nobody has to know, this, that and the other. And it's like, do I or don't I? Because there's a lot of reasons to say no, forget about it.
Well, the lady jury have called through this morning on 13, 27, 10 to give you some tips. Now, Judy, Dave, he give this lady another chance to go out on a date or just let it go and move on?
Dave, you've got to give her another go because you're always going to wonder what if you don't go and have a date with her. Go have a coffee, and then if things don't work out, say thanks very much, but no.
Yeah.
You know, at least you've gone and met her and said, you know, did she give you a reason why she stood you up?
It was because of all the pressure and everything there. You know, just it being played out in the open.
But she's on a dating site.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Yeah, but I think
I'm sorry. But I still think you should give her a go because you're always going to wonder. Oh, yeah, maybe wonder. I should have had that lady for a coffee.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm with you. Like, thank you, Judy. Give her a second go. If it doesn't work out, at least you could be friends. Hello, Christine. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very well.
Okay. What do you reckon? Should I give this this woman another go or just no? Thank you.
Personally, I wouldn't. I think it's the height of rudeness to stand someone up and not at least give them the courtesy of. Of giving you a phone call or a text or something, and you know, even if you're making up a damned excuse, but at least do the right thing.
Yeah,
that's my feeling on the subject. I think it's downright rude. And frankly, I think she's got a damned hard ring you and saying, oh, yeah, we can go out for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, see, that's the argument that I think a lot of people are having. Same, Christine, thank you for the call. And same with me. I thought, well, you know, he wasn't good enough for you 2 days ago. Now you want to do it again.
Yeah, like it's got me in two minds here completely. Carol, should I ask her, should I go out on the date or should I just leave it?
Of course you should. Stop overthinking it. She potentially could be the love of your life. You won't know until you go do it. So...
There you go. Stop optimistic. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But I still can't get over that feeling of being stood up and being hurt by it.
Yeah, she's probably got a good reason, and you got to give her a chance.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Carol. That hasn't helped at all, has it?
not really. No. I
have a think about it.
Yeah.
Have a think about
24
it.
Hours. I'll let you know tomorrow.
All right.
It's going
just
to stew on me.
Just don't be too hasty about the whole thing, all right? Just like Carol said.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. All right, I'll think about it.